The water of life has been found on Mars. That's how some of the papers are describing it this morning. The Times goes so far as to say that we are on the threshold of the most exciting discovery since Galileo and Copernicus proved that the Earth goes round the Sun. That could even be an understatement if life really did exist. Does exist on Mars? Dr. John Murray of the Open University is a member of the Mars Express team. There's a nice, easy question for you to start with. Dr. Murray, does it? Did it?
It could have done. Ah. I mean, it's nice to have this confirmation of water and the pictures showing water action almost on every one of them. Water is one of the essentials of life. Therefore, it states definitely that life could have existed in the past, and therefore we need to find it.
You wrote this piece for the Times. You're obviously very,
well,
very...
I wrote it. It was in conversation.
In conversation, right. You have a byline there, front page lead. Not bad for somebody who's not a journalist. Well done. But anyway, if you're very excited about it all.
Yes, obviously. I mean, these are extremely striking pictures. I mean, apart from the beauty and everything else, I mean, they are going to tell us an enormous amount. I mean, it's like being presented with the Encyclopedia Britannica and opening the first page. You know, this is a two-year mission, so there's an awful lot more to come.
They certainly are beautiful pictures. But what they don't tell us is whether water is still there. I mean, how likely is it that water is still there somewhere, do you think?
Well, it is still there. I mean, there's
no doubt about that, is there?
There's no doubt, no. There's no doubt now. That's one of the results of the mission is that water has been detected, water ice has been detected at the poles. But the implication is also, there's a possibility that it exists in large quantities beneath the surface of Mars, and that from time to time it comes out from one reason or another, due perhaps to meteorite impact which fractures the surface or due to tectonic forces, and that lets out these pockets of water that lie beneath the surface. Certainly this has happened in the past. You can see that from the pictures. And so it's possible that it might still be there in large quantities, and this sort of thing might happen in the future.
And therefore it's possible that there is life in that water, is it?
Well, it's possible that there are some warm, wet places that survive on Mars where life might survive or where it might lie dormant. I mean, one of the things about life on Earth is that it's once you've started it, it seems to spread and to adapt itself and to survive in the most remarkably hostile environments. So it's possible, if it ever started in the past on Mars, it may be that it's adapted in the same kinds of ways